Kansaland Radio.
And we're back getting set for game number two at the Thunder Classic. We got Jackson Heights and Marysville coming up. Our studio engineer, Chance Link, for KNZA 103.9 FM. We're also streaming live video and the audio on our channels, the Holton Channel, the Hiawatha Channel, and the Cobra Channel of Jackson Heights, all at Listen Live on msdsports.net. Well, this next matchup did not happen last year, even though these two teams have both been in this tournament for quite some time. Didn't meet last year. And now here in the first round, it's Jackson Heights with a record of 4-3 under fourth-year head coach Brett Platner, taking on the Marysville Bulldogs, who are 5-3 under 10th-year head coach Scott Brown. Marysville in the North Central Kansas League, Jackson Heights in the Northeast Kansas League. So we've had four teams. They had the Big 7 in Mid-East earlier, and now it's the Northeast and the North Central. And then we'll have a Big 7 matchup later tonight with Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. So Marysville making it to the state tournament last year, actually placing second. This is a state runner-up team from last year that went 22-3, lost to Heston in the state championship game. That was after a 10-win season the previous year, and Marysville 5-3 now this year. They started 4-0, but they've lost three out of their last four coming into this game here today. For Jackson Heights, 7 wins a couple years ago, 6 wins last year, but now they're off to a 4-3 start. A few Wetmore kids have come over to join the Jackson Heights program. The Cobras have lost their last couple. They played 2 games already this year, losing to Valley Falls by 16 and then losing to McLeod 52-20. They're only 2 games so far here in 2024. So another interesting matchup. Coach John Holliday, as you get these teams that they only meet in a midseason tournament. They don't even have a common opponent. So, you know, it's a little bit different style of play, a little bit different of competition in the North Central versus the Northeast Kansas League. But until that ball goes up, kind of hard to kind of predict what might happen in a game like this.
Well, there's no question. But this is exactly what I wanted in midseason. What I wanted out of my midseason tournament was to play somebody that I wasn't going to see again. I didn't have to worry about some state. A little different style of play. That's the thing. When you get to sub-state basketball and state tournament, you see so many different types of teams, and it's just nice to see a different type of look when you step on the floor. And somebody new, somebody different, a different style of play. It's exactly what I wanted to see out of the mid-season tournament, and you're going to see that tonight with these two teams.
Jackson Heights, the visitors, in their road green, white numerals trimmed in gold. Their starters include Jaden Gah, a 6-foot junior exchange student, 5'11 senior Braden McQueen, 6-foot junior Jace Robinson, 6-foot senior Weston Chulions, and leading Jackson Heights is a 5'9 sophomore Drake Mellies. He scores 15 points per game. Jackson Heights will be undersized in most matchups that they face, and it's the Cobras, though, winning the opening tip. Will Otak, a 6'1 junior, he's the star for Marysville, double-digit scorer to lead them. Blake Spicer is a 6'2 senior on a very senior-heavy roster for the Bulldogs and coach Scott Brown. Also, you have Connor Lee, who's a sophomore that gets the start for Marysville. And rounding out their starting lineup, it's Jordan Miller, a 5'11 junior, and Silas Miller, a 5'10. So we're underway. Marysville to get their first offensive possession after Jackson Knights missed the baseline runner there on their first try. Cobras in a man-to-man defense. Drive by Spicer, shot put up and in. Blake Spicer scores the first 2 of the game. He's one of 7 seniors on this Marysville team this year. And they only return a couple starters from last year's state runner-up team. But even though these guys are seniors, a lot of them don't have a ton of varsity playing experience.
Not a varsity experience, but they do have a ton of practice experience against a great competition, which they had to play day in and day out in practice. As Mellies hits his first of 2 free throws.
On the board. Almost an 80% free throw shooter. Drake Mellies hits them both. We're tied at 2.
But the one thing I do know, when Marysville taking a look at them, they've got one win that really caught my eye, and that was their opening night win against Sabetha. That I saw. We saw Smith earlier. We've got a turnover by Marysville. Good with Jackson Heights. But that win was a very quality win over Smith. And we've had a chance to see Smith boys play, and they're a nice team. And that caught my eye.
Yeah, Marysville beat Hiawatha, and then Sabetha to start their season. No common opponents with Jackson Heights. That time it was a fake shot by Jordan Miller, but he left his feet. So the turnover against Marysville. Cobras a chance to take the lead. We're 1 minute in here in game number two. Earlier this afternoon, it was St. Mary's, the top seed, defeating Holton 69-53. And there's Melly going coast to coast. Playing it in. The Cobras up by two. Here's Silas Miller attacking. He left it short. Rebound tipped, controlled by Robinson. Outlet to Melly's. One-handed pass ahead to Gunn. On the left wing, mentioned an exchange student, but playing really well with Jackson Heights, averaging 7 points a game this season. Matt Plattner calls the offensive set. Here's a drive on the right side. Shot too strong off the glass by Robinson, who also scores about 7 points per game. Jackson Heights can't add to their lead. Will Otah, averaging 14 a night to lead Marysville. Get it back here on the top of the circle, defended by Cade Holiday. Holiday, 5'11 guard, and now a shot on the foul that's going to result in a couple Marysville free throws. Holiday does pick up the personal, the 5'11 junior. Free throw up and in for Will Otot. You know, I was putting together the pregame for this matchup today, and the last Marysville game that I broadcast, it was actually 3 years ago, and Will Otot was a starter as a freshman 4 years ago. Of course, none of these other guys were on that roster, as Otot hits both free throws and ties us up at four, but here's a guy with a ton of varsity experience, no doubt about it.
No question, and so when you start for 4 years, you're going to continue to get better. Marysville plays in a great league. I mean, it's a highly competitive league. You're going to see probably a physical style of basketball. Nothing fancy or flashy about it. They're going to play good basketball from start to finish. Probably pretty good defensively. As Gee, is that how you pronounce that?
Gah. I've said it a couple different ways, but they told me to go with Gah. So, Jaden, off-balance shot, got the friendly roll. Here's a drive and a finish for Marysville's Blake Feister. We're tied again at sixes. We were tied at twos and fours and now six. 2.5 minutes gone by here in the opening quarter. Marysville, the home whites. One more game played and one more win than their opponent Jackson Heights here today. Robinson is called for a push-off. No, it's blocked for a block. Foul number two against Marysville, and it's on Paxton Vogt, 5'11 junior. We'll just get it in there on their offensive side of the court. Julioth on the baseline, shot up off the iron twice, missed, but an offensive board. Robinson's fouled, and rebound there by Jace Robinson is going to earn himself a couple of free throws. First-year starter. And you look at this Cobra team, so they have the exchange student. They have several kids that came over from Wetmore. Matt Platter's still kind of trying to figure things out. It hasn't been easy the last couple of weeks with more postponements and cancellations and games. But I think this is a team that's going to continue to kind of gel, find that chemistry, and get a lot better during the year.
Well, we've seen them for 3 minutes now. And here they are at 6-6 against a really good ball club from Marysville. A couple missed free throws that you need to correct that. But the thing about it is defensively, they haven't given Marysville much to look at, and that's first and foremost, that's going to make it here. And if we do that, he gets to the rim. The Otot gets to the rim, but that's going to keep you in ball games for your team.
Let's replay
the
Supers, you are ready in this. Now 3-for-3. Marysville takes the lead back at 7-6. Tonight, the bench brings in their tallest guy at 6'5". That's senior Sean Hayden. He's playing pretty well, averaging nearly 4 points and 4 rebounds a game at Sean Hayden. So he'll match up down low if you're at Haver Camp. He just checked in at 6'4", senior for Marysville. Not perfect again at the line.
Well, you sure don't want to foul him, do you? He's got a pure shot. Just what they're doing.
Led by more than 2 points here in the first 4 minutes of this game. Melly, one-handed pass. Might have been kicked. No whistle there. They're going to call it a turnover on Jackson Heights as we head to the other end. This is my first chance to watch Drake Melly. I've heard a lot about this kid, a great athlete, star in multiple sports. My first chance to see him on the hardwood is the Bulldogs turn it over with a baseline pass. That's the second turnover of the day.
If it's dark outside, I'm guessing it is. Seems like it is 24/7 anymore. But I've seen a kid play, you know, quarterback on a football team. Seen him play football a couple times. I saw him play a year ago as a freshman, and he's getting a lot of minutes. But has that look? Very confident. Doesn't look like he's going to get rattled against anything.
Here's a three ball for Jackson Heights off the rim, missed by Drake Melly. Marysville clears the board. They'll bring it up with a two-point lead.
Pretty solid defense by both teams. All the threes we saw last game, and all of a sudden Alcott hits a three.
He's a weapon. 7 points for Will Otot. First triple of the night. Took us a while after 22 three-pointers in that first game today.
A little different style of play for the first game of the night.
We'll keep it here during the timeout presented by Flagel's Homegrown Popcorn just west of Whitey, the perfect timeout snack. By the way, I don't know if I finished up with our player to bank on in game number one, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. We got the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show in, but our player to bank on was Brady Hurla with 23 points. He was a star. Holton's actually at the top score that game. Bodie Dillon had quite the outing as well with 24 points. So Bodie Dillon of Holton, Brady Hurla of St. Mary's both put up big numbers as it was 69-53, St. Mary's beating Holton in our first game earlier today. We'll pick player to bank on at the end of this game, each game as well here this week. I'm a Jackson. Cooper's has the basketball. Down the now. We left to right for the visitors here in the first half against now 2-3 Marysville zone.
I love Jackson's defense. In Jackson's make splash. Yeah.
Jaden Gunn. Triple to answer. Will Otot pulling the Cobras back within two.
That's just fun when they change defenses and still get the open look.
Defender guarded by Otot. Miss. Offensive board up and easy bank shot by Brian Simmons. 6'4 senior. Gets his first points of the game. That's second chance points there for Marysville. Elise Saga, bit the three, now back to Drake. Elise drives to the right block, and they called him for a little dip of the shoulder. That's an offensive charge foul. Melly's so sure, but he'll pick up personal number one, and the team fouls are even at three apiece. Kind of a tough call, not a ton of contact there.
I think Jackson Heights has had three pretty tough calls against them, and, you know, it's the same thing. You got three good officials. You got one that worked the first game, and it's a part of the scout. When they come on the floor, these three are going to call a tight game, so you're going to have to play smart, play. I understand that you're going to have to stop a little quicker and not reach.
Camp is still officiating, but we have Mr. Losey out there for this game. Off the back of the defender. When it found underneath his own basket, he threw it in off the back of a Cobra, quickly grabbed the ball, shot it, scored it, and drew the foul. Otot with 9 points already and a chance to get number 10 here at the line.
Kind of heady basketball. That wasn't called for the bench. That's just a kid that's played a lot of basketball, as you said, started for 4 years.
He's no good. He's 5 for 5 at the line and 10 points in 5.5 minutes for Will Otot. The Bulldogs now lead 6-9 here over Jackson Heights. Pressure by Marysville. They'll pick him up at the timeline. Silas Miller's checked in. He'll bend against Drake Melly's as now Marysville goes back man to man. They went 2-3 zone until Gunn hit the triple and quickly decided to opt out of that. Here's a pass across the baseline, intercepted, and teamed in. Hustle play by Spicer. Jackson Knights with their second turnover of the night. Ivino Notch back to the line for two, where he's nearly automatic. Marysville has a chance to stretch out this lead here in the first quarter. Foul is on Drake Belly, so that hurts Jackson Knights because it's his second personal foul. Also, team foul number five already on Jackson Knights, so Marysville's in the bonus. 2 minutes and 8 seconds left to go. We'll step away for a timeout here in the first quarter. You're listening to Thunder Basketball, I'm Nathan Rusty, Sports Radio Network.
Are you confused about your insurance coverage and not sure what you are buying? At Kellerman Insurance, we value each of our customers and strive to build a solid relationship with you. I am Christy Wilson with Kellerman Insurance. With over 123 years combined experience, educating our customers and helping them understand what they are buying or not buying is a priority. Check out our website to see the many types of coverage we can help you with at KellermanInsurance.com.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, we've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Free throw missed out of the timeout. The Marysville there on the free throw. It's going 16-9 against Jackson Knights. We are the same play here in Seneca, the Thunder Classic Toys Tournament, game number two. I've got Luke along with John Holiday. Kyrie and Ethan Will helping us out running the production on the channels. Drake Melly stays in with two fouls and, oh, missed a spinning layup to the right side. Tough shot. What's go?
Utah just proved he is human. He missed two free throws after he hit five in a row. So Jackson's going to have to find a way to score some backup here shortly.
Left lane drive, fake up and in. Blake Spicer with 6 points now. And it's doubled up at 18-9. Early, we were tied in twos and fours and sixes, but the Cobras are on a scoring drought as Robinson drives. Big collision and a charge taken, and it's Will Otot on the defensive end standing there to take the charge. And no free throws here on the player control foul as substitutions bring Braden McQueen back in for Jackson Knights. And also Jordan Miller returns to the court for Marysville. Personal foul number two on James Robinson, so he joins Drake Mellies with two fouls each. Seven fouls on Jackson Knights in less than 7 minutes. Utah looking to attack. Knights pass wide open. Bryant Simmons, who scores, and the foul came late from the left block. We got an and-one opportunity again here for the Bulldogs. That foul was on Cade Holiday, and it's his second. Jackson Knights already has a trio of players with two fouls each, missed and-one. And a foul after Weston Julian had gotten the rebound. He got knocked down there, the foul against Marysville's Silas Miller. Only foul number four on Marysville here in the first quarter as we roll under a minute to play. You're right, Jackson Knights really needing to find a bucket. On double digits. Leons. Kicked out by Holiday. McQueen now has it. Holiday in the corner in trouble. Saves it in, but it's a turnover for Jackson Knights. Otot in transition, weaving his way up. Missed it short. Rebounded by Gus. 35 seconds left here for the Cobras, down by 11. Get two Mellies here on the near side. Drake has four, and Gah has nine. That's all the Cobra points so far by those two, and a missed three-pointer. We'll get Marysville's final shot. Coach Scott Brown in his 10th season. Now they were fourth at state in 2008. In the 4A state tournament, the 3A state tournament. They won it all in 2017. They were runner-up last year back down at Hutch. A great run Marysville has under Coach Scott Brown. In the corner, missed by Miller, and with 0.4 seconds left. Now they're Marysville foul. They should be free.
I think this
right?
is on Jackson High.
Well, it is. Wow, so a couple free throws in the first quarter. On a clean?
Yep.
Goes for Brian. First one is good. He's got 5 points. And money.
Well, it's quiet in here, doesn't it?
7 of 9 is Marysville from the free throw line in this first quarter. Did get quieter in that free throw. That's the end of the first quarter, so we'll head to a 1 minute timeout with one quarter gone by. It's Marysville 22 and Jackson Heights 9. Back in a minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Dennison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton Point, Meriden, and Topeka.
Dennison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
3.9 FM, KNZA.
Jackson Heights comes out zone, 2-3 zone, trying to change things up, see if they can get things going their direction. Marysville had a great 22-9 first quarter, led by Altot. Here it comes. Boy, back to the end. Man, that's not a good sign, is it, when you come out, you get exactly the person you want to shoot a three, and he hits it off the glass. I don't think he called it either.
Marysville extending the lead 25-9. The answer by McQueen, no good on the other end. Justin Flint, John Holliday with you. Our studio engineer now, Chance Link, in the controls. And biggest lead here for the Bulldogs by 16 points. So the minute gone by here in the second period, Marysville got the basketball. Cobras have gone to his zone. For Spicer banked in the three. Now Otot from deep. That's good. Hit the deck, but it didn't matter. Will Otot put the trifecta? He can do it all. He can drive, shoot three, he's the line.
You know, he doesn't you know, wow you as looking at him as, wow, this kid's an athlete. I mean, he's just a, what is he, probably 6'1 or 2 maybe, and solid kid.
Tonight's looking for offense. It's been quite a drought.
Melly's. Oh, got him with a block.
Yeah, that was a call that could have gone either way. It was Jordan Miller that stood there and took the contact. Was not set, according to the official. Called the foul, actually, on a Garrett Tabor camp. It came across to help on that play. Foul wasn't on Miller, who absorbed all the contact. But fortunate for Jackson Heights, it wasn't on Melly's, because that would have been his third. Thrown away, inbound pass underneath their own goal. Jackson Heights with 5 turnovers now in the contest. Players waiting to check in. Latonk in the corner, they're open 3 to lead. So good. Rebounded by Bellies. This is a 15-0 run right now for Marysville. Kind of crazy because we saw St. Mary's put on an 18-0 run in the first game to pull away from Holt.
Nice life trade.
Oh,
I'm not sure what
he's doing. 2 points, he got fouled, plus he got an offensive rebound.
He's standing stat line.
It was like, I didn't think he was going to try to dunk it, but it kind of ended up, he grabbed the rim. almost flushed it there, then got his own miss, and then put it back up in. Sean Hayden for the three-point play here. I was on O-top, but just his first. Lefty, too strong on the free throw. On the floor, Marysville gets the rebound.
There we go, going the other way.
Gus to Mellies, back to Gus, back to Mellies. Drake in trouble without the dribble. Up top, Robinson quickly over to Shulians. Shulians looks to attack. He has to flip it back out. 5:35 to go. We're in the second quarter. Shulians, a push-off, and that's a charge. And Will Oton, the second charge of the game, and Shulians will be hit with his first personal. Another turnover for the Cobras there on the player-controlled foul. I'll bring Cade Holliday off the bench and into the game, replacing Weston.
That's three player controls by Jackson Heights, and that's, well, that's just great defense. First of all, you got officials going to call it. But one of the things that you see with Marysville, well, they did a great job. They show the kids the numbers. They've all been in great, great defensive position, move their feet. You know, we always talk about, you know, show me numbers, square up with them. And you're seeing Marysville do exactly that.
Well, content to work the clock a little bit here, run some offense against a 2-3 Jackson Heights zone. Oton now shoots the three, catched it in again. 16.5 for Will Oton, and a timeout called. A tick under 5 minutes to go. We're in the second quarter, but all of a sudden the Marysville Bulldogs are up by 20 points. Our timeouts are presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whiting. The perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We're back after this break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Gansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you. 31-21. This is a 9-2 run to begin the second stanza for Marysville. Just clicking on all cylinders right now. Offense, defense, Chris haven't forced anything. Everything's looked good for them.
Well, I mean, it's going to be if we ever get to see the same marriage matchup, the Oton against the Herla kid, you know, that both these kids are quarterback types, make everybody around them better. And, you know, it's both teams are very defensively sound and not make a lot of mistakes. It's, they haven't had any, very few free throws for Jackson Heights. Very well, they put him at the line.
This one shot there by the Cobras. We're 4 minutes, 30 seconds to go in quarter number two. The loser of this game will actually play St. Mary's tomorrow. So the winner of this game will play the winner of the next game between Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. So if it's St. Mary's Marysville, that would be on Saturday in a potential championship, which would mean Marysville wins this one and then beats our Hiawatha tomorrow to get to that title match on Saturday. Bulldog in empty possession there. We're halfway through the second stanza now. Julian's, Robinson, Gah, Mellies, and Cade Holliday are the five on the court for Coach Brett Plattner. Mid move, Robinson. Fouled there in the lane. Plattner will send in an inbound play. This foul against Marysville on Blake Spicer, who has 9 points, but stealing the show, Will Oton has 6 to lead the Bulldogs here in the first half. Bounce to Gah on the baseline. Tough, awkward shot. Missed everything. Rebounded by Stevens. Second foul on Blake Spicer, the first Marysville player to pick up a second foul, by the way. Total of 3 fouls on Marysville here in the second quarter. Cobras have shift the defenses back into a man. Marysville's hit 4 3-pointers now. Oton has 3 of those.
you're going to zone up, you got to off the box and one.
Pitcher scores off the Euro step, got the bounce there in the lane.
Going to have to count for Otok. No matter what you do defensively.
Holiday to Trulian. He drives and kicks. Robinson didn't handle the pass cleanly. Now he'll go baseline, missed the shot short, and Berryville's got the board. So the Euro step, has that always been a thing, but it's just been more talked about and described as the Euro step in the last several years, or is that something that I just didn't really know about until the last 5 years?
It's kind of new. I mean, it's not something that ever goes to the rim, threw it up.
Off the Berryville turnover, the Cobras can't capitalize. The Bulldogs are going to get the ball. Back to your thoughts on that.
I think it's something new. I mean, obviously the Euro step came over from Europe, and that wide open game that they played over there, just kind of a hesitation, almost a drag. If you don't do it right, it's a drag. It's a travel.
So, if I tried to do it, I think I'd fall down.
There's a lot of truth to that too. But I think you see a lot of kids when they do it, they drag that back foot. And I think a lot of times it's not called travel, but it's got to be. It's just kind of a hesitation, a timing deal.
Offensive rebound and putback by Paxton Hoyt off the missed three-point shot. Boat gets the easy putback, his first points of the game. Well, and now they're teaching it. Here's a three missed by Cade Holiday, and Cobra's one and done on the offensive end. I mean, I got a buddy that's teaching, like, fourth and fifth grade kids how to do this, and some are getting pretty good at it already.
Like anything else, if you practice, you're going to get better at it. It's, you know, it wasn't anything we worked on in practice, and we got a turnover at Praiseville.
Force one on them.
But it's
still going deep down the bench here as well in the second quarter, up by 24.
Yeah, you know, he can afford to. Coach Scott and Coach Brown can do that. Save some kids some legs for tomorrow night.
Yeah, three games in 4 days for all the teams in this Thunder Classic here this week. Tonight, tomorrow, and then Saturday. Originally it was Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Leon from the foul line attacked. Foul called against Marysville. It's their fourth. And I think they said on the floor, so no free throws, but Cobras will be in the bonus the rest of this half. Jackson Knights has been outscored 13-2, just 2 points here in the second quarter. Vince had some looks, had some shots going to the basket even, but getting anything to fall here as of late as Marysville's extended their lead. Shulian's down, though. He muscles it up and in. Weston with his first bucket. The Cobras needed that.
Desperately.
35-13 as we roll under 1 minute to go here in the half. Otatra kicks, handled by Miller. He gets it up top and now over to Simmons. Looking back to her cut, nothing there. Left baseline to Boyce. Now a drive and a shot high off the window by Paxton Boyce, and he scores again. 37-13. Foul against Marysville. It's going to give Jackson Knights two free throws here with 5 seconds left in the half. Belly's heading to the line for two and had 4 points early, but Andre Cashington, a free throw number one. But foul number two by Silas Miller. Miller and Spicer each have two fouls for the left. Leon's out as Sean Hayden returns. Easton and each have 5 points right now to lead Jackson Heights. And Ellie fits in the second free
That's right. Just keep building on and talk about it at halftime. Say, hey, we're better than what we showed in the first half.
Halftime show presented by Highland Community College. We'll have first half statistics and much more when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with the score at the break. Marysville 37, Jackson Heights 17.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Get a Bluetooth reconnected, so we'll get you the first half statistics here as we try to get reconnected. Our halftime score is Marysville 37 and Jackson Heights 17. This was a 6-6 game, and then boom, all of a sudden Marysville led 22-9 at the end of the first quarter. They built the lead up to as many as 24 points and lead by 20 points here at intermission. 37-17, the halftime lead. Marysville winning that second quarter 15-8. Big lead was 35-11 in the first half. Marysville got 16 points from Will Otod, including three threes. Andy was also 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Blake Spicer had 11 points, 6 for Bryant Siemens, and 4 for Paxton Vogt. So just the four guys scored for Marysville in the first half. They made 6 of 9 free throws as a team. Marysville also connected on 4 3-point shots. They had 5 turnovers. They also did have 8 fouls, and they have 3 different players with 2 personals apiece here at the break. For Jackson Heights in the first half, they were led by Drake Millies with 8. Jaden Gunn had 5 all in the first quarter, and 2 points each for both Sean Hayden and Weston Chulions had 2 points as well. The Cobras at the line made 4 out of 7 free throws. They made just 1 3-pointer. That was by Jaden. And they did have 6 turnovers, including some player control offensive fouls in that first half. So it's Marysville 37 and Jackson Heights 17. into the Highland Community College Halftime Show, and our first half statistics are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kate Bonner, and Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax services in Whiting with Jacob Dinks and Courtney Maraca. Still one game coming up later tonight. That'll be Hiawatha against Nemaha Central. And we're at halftime of our second game with a 20-point Marysville lead over Jackson Heights. Coming up later tonight, it's a big 7-league rematch between the host Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. We're going to step away for another timeout here on the Highland Community College Halftime Show. Third quarter action a few minutes ahead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank has a new product called the First Time Home Buyer Savings Account.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at Farmers State Bank.
The Kansas legislature recently passed a bill called the First Time Home Buyer Savings Account Act, which allows first-time home buyers to open a savings account that offers tax incentives and also save for the purchase or new construction. If you're interested, just reach out to us at the bank.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Holton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the Nemaha Central Thunder Classic here on KNZA, streaming live audio and video free and worldwide as well on our MSC Sports channels, the Iowa channel, and the Cobra channel of Jacksonites. Credit does a terrific job. And maybe here tomorrow for a bit. Jacksonites girls also have a regular season game tomorrow as they'll get back on the court tomorrow evening. Jacksonites boys with some work to do here. They'll start the second half down 20, 37-17. I'm Justin Fluke, joined by John Holliday. And what's Jacksonites got to do to try to climb back in this one a little bit?
Well, they got one guy they really need to stop from Marysville. That's number one. Pretty easy to find him. He's one that brings the ball down the floor, but boy, that kid can really make things go. He can score a lot of different levels. But then Jacksonites has got to hit a couple shots. Just kind of make some good things happen. There's good opportunity. The ball's moving great for Jacksonites. Jay's had a chance. Robinson had a chance to get a bucket. And a little long on that one. So now Jacksonites going to find a way to dig in and get some stops. They did cut it, you know, whether they're down 26 or 7. Got to cut to 20 on it quick, and there's a turnover by Marysville. Go the other way.
The turnovers are even now, 6 apiece. Marysville got a little sloppy there late in that first half. Up 22-9 at the end of the first quarter. Jacksonites has their starting five out there. Millie's in the near corner. Robinson at 3, missed everything, and Marysville able to save this one in. We got McQueen, Robinson, Mellies, and Julians out there, the starters for Coach Brett Blattner. Point shot almost kissed from the corner by Miller. Now the Cobras one to run. Here's Mellies from right to left. Jacksonites, the visiting green unis here in Seneca tonight. A couple touch passes. Now Robinson attacking. His third shot of the half was blocked, and Marysville able to save it in. Seems like any kind of loose ball or loose ball rebound has been able to find a white jersey today.
Jackson Heights had very few second chance opportunities on either. But a turnover from Marysville, that helps it out.
Nick Spicer called for the travel there. Cooper's to the bench. Peter McQueen checking in, replacing Jason Robinson. Jacksonites has Kate Holliday, Jace Robinson, and Drake Millies all with 2 fouls, but Marysville's got a few players with 2 as well. Nobody with 3 fouls yet in this game. Where we had at the half, 90 seconds gone by here in the third quarter. Cobras down 20, 3. A tie off the rim, missed. Rebounded by Silas Miller. But Marysville, I'm pulling up to handle it and create some offense. They've turned it over a couple times, missed a shot, but he hasn't been touching the ball much on their offensive possessions. Well, he's almost took that one out here on front. It's Connor Lee sends it to Miller, and now in the near corner to Steve Line. It goes to Spicer, double team. Good help defense by Jacksonites. Otak comes to the ball and gets it. Pushes it back out. Now a drive. Shot partially blocked away from Spicer, and Jacksonites has it. Holliday with the basketball. Across the 10-second line. He finds McQueen for 3. Short, long rebound. Has got it. Cobras do get his second chance here this trip. Holliday drives and kicks. To attack is McQueen. Over to Gah. He drives. Shot. No. Blocking foul. And Gah's going to get a couple of free throws. First ones for him tonight. Kempe as he comes back to his feet.
Pretty good collection, but Jackson Ice has done extremely well. Their four game is fantastic right now. This second half, they've balls moved. It hadn't stuck. They've had some great passes. Just hadn't hit any shots. Get the ball out of Alcott's hands. Gov misses the front end with a two-shot foul.
Axton Moat comes back in for Marysville. One more at 5 points all in the first quarter tonight. Sit. Breath. Tries it. Can't buy it. It's long. Rebound tipped out. Jacksonites chased it down. Great hustle by Mellies. Rubbers need it. Bucket, and now it's Mellies that'll get to the line. Drives and draws the foul, and Drake Mellies, who's 4 for 4, heading to the line, looking for 2 more. Nobody scored here again in over 2.5 minutes of this third quarter. Mellies trying to change that after the foul on Bryant. Rattles at home. 9 points for Drake.
We we talked about this halftime, you know, that steal, layup, low momentum. Besides, come out a different basketball team this second half. So he hits the second one, gets the 10 for the night. I think they've done is Marysville hadn't had as many opportunities as basketball, and Jackson Heights had a bunch.
Marysville hadn't scored in nearly 3 minutes. Jackson Heights clamped down a bit defensively, not giving up the easy looks or second chances. Here's a foul on the floor, but no free throws on the drive here by Bryant. The foul is against Jace Robinson. That's going to be his. Gu picks up his first, which is good because it was on Robinson. It would have been his third. 1-0. Here's a three-pointer miss, but an offensive board this time for Marysville. Keep it alive as Lee gets it to Otah. Fill by 18. Kick across to the left side. Now Otah's got it, defended by Millie. Foul line, Connor Lee driving left against Holiday to Otah. Leaves it up top, an open look. Spicer from downtown. No, another offensive board. Demons now loose on the floor. Picked up by Gah. Cobras have a breakaway to the other end. The pass to Julian. Layup is good. Julian snuck behind Marysville. The Bulldogs didn't get back despite getting, about three offensive boards there. Still haven't scored in the second half, and the Cobras are within striking distance at 16. It's over 4 minutes to go here in the third.
Well, the Platters come out in the second half. They've just said, okay, we are going to. Where's it going to go? I guess it's Marysville?
Yeah, they airball the three and then boxing out for the rebound down low. A foul as well on Marysville's Peyton Boat. That's his second. So this is a little 4-0 run by Jackson Heights and 4 minutes of basketball if they can cut it a little closer.
Marysville plays man. So they're still hooked.
Robinson a three-pointer. God! First one tonight, Jace, with an eight on the left wing, and it's a 13-point game. Cobras on a 7-0 run here in the second half. And then pressure forces another turnover. Marysville's turned it over three times here in the third quarter. Garrett Haverkamp in. Tonight can get even closer with another possession here. Starting to build more confidence.
It's body language. Body language is really, really good if you're wearing green right now. They run this high pick and roll the whole time. Put the ball in Billy's hands, and here's Gubb with a free ball and splashed it.
Aiden Gunn with his second triple. He's got 8 points. And Jackson Heights on a 10-0 run here to begin the second half. Almost 5-minute stretch of basketball. Good pressure now. Ball thrown ahead. Layup. Good. That'll stop the run. Connor Lee scores for the first time tonight. A half-court pass assist by Will Otah.
Got a bucket, which kind of gets Marysville back in it. But you can see Jackson Heights. They just got to keep sawing wood. Got a good look here. Gets the rim and got picked. Got his pocket picked.
Julian's lost the handle. Here comes Connor Lee laying it in on the right side. Back-to-back buckets by Connor Lee, the Marysville sophomore. And we got a timeout by the Bulldogs up 14 after Jackson Heights had got it down to 10. 2 minutes, 43 seconds to go. We're in the third quarter. We'll take a Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Along with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Fuchs, John Holiday back with you. Special thanks to Ethan Will and Zach Irie running the camera and the computer on the channels at MSCSports.net for us tonight. Well, 10-0 run by Jackson Heights. Cut it down to a 10-point game. We'll see if they can push a little harder again in the third quarter. Marysville's got a couple buckets to answer, and they lead by 14.
Yeah, Marysville asked for what? A 4-0 run the old adage, basketball's a game of runs. We're there. So, but if you're Jackson Heights, you got to find a way to get your runs going again.
Had a couple threes from Jace Robinson and Jaden Guy. He's on the baseline, swishing it in. He's got 10. That was a pretty sweet shot. Elevate. 41-29. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left here in the third.
Jackson Heights got out of the press. What they've done the whole second half is they've got, in this particular case, Cade Holliday's got Otot one-on-one. We've got a turnover from Marysville. Belly's drawing on occasion. Cade Holliday's drawing him on occasion. And they're just saying, you got him. You don't have to go anywhere else. Don't let him have the basketball back. And it's been really very well because Otot hadn't scored this second half.
That's hardly got a shot up. Marysville's gotten sloppy. They've turned it over four times here in the second half. Robinson jump stop. Up with the shot and in. Jace Robinson's got 5 points in the lead. It's back to 10. 41-31. Boy, you love the fight of the Cobras. If nothing else, down once by 24. Big third quarter for the green and gold. Playing hard. Otot cannot get a shot off. Gips it over to Spicer. At the elbow, he's open there. Just take a look at the basket. Now it's hot. He's in trouble. Double team. Flips it up top. Lee fakes over. Left side. Triple. Siemens in and out. Offensive board. Haverkamp keeps it alive. Finds a cutter to the basket. Here's Siemens, and we got a foul. Well, think about it. Marysville's getting a lot more second chance opportunities than Jackson Heights.
Yeah. Jackson Heights is selling out. I mean, they're, you know, football. They're putting a lot of guys in the block and in the box and trying to stop the run. He's going to try to make somebody else beat him. And the thing about it is Marysville is going to find a way to answer. You saw Coach take a timeout. You know, that's exactly what he was talking about, was the fact that got to step up and find some ways. Because Otot, I'm sure, has seen the boxing ones. It's trying on twos throughout the year.
Both free throws are good by Bryant. He's got 8 points tonight. Back in for Marysville's Jordan Miller. You know, Marysville is 3A, but almost every other team in their league in that Northwestern Kansas League is 4A, right? Got Wamego, yeah. Abilene, Chapman, Concordia, and Rock Creek's going to that league. They're the one in the Mideast that's not coming to the Big Seven. Rock Creek. Missed shot by Jim. Rock Creek's a growing bigger school as well. There's a shot block. Good defense by Sean Hayden. Marysville will keep the ball, though, with 52 seconds left in the third quarter. Otot, the inbounder, and had one shot this whole third quarter.
Say.
He had 16 points at halftime, and Jackson Heights is focused on him and shut him down. There's a tough one. He forced miss, got his own rebound, and got fouled. And it's a lot of work to get a couple free throws by Will Otot, so credit the adjustments by Jackson Heights to control him and give themselves a chance to get back in. Second personal foul on Sean Hayden. Otot. Ooh, missed a few here after making
say,
it.
He made five in a row, and he's missed three in a row, I think.
Dulion's in. Robinson goes out.
Otot's looked human, you know, obviously, since first quarter. Missing that one as well.
Confidence not as high for sure. 30 seconds left. See if Jackson Knights can get a good shot. There's a lob. Hayden fouled. Just the fourth foul on Marysville here in the third quarter, so no free throws yet. And the personal, the third on Blake Spicer.
Well, they started with a couple. You know, they fouled Jackson Knights. Jackson Knights got the free throw. They got four free throws early. You think that Jackson Knights may get the free throw line to the corner, but that's not going to happen.
Jackson Knights only had five free throws. Because, you know, the Melly's has had six, so they've shot 11 total. Melly's the only guy that's made a free throw, though. 15 seconds left. Holliday to Gah. Drives baseline again. Up and under. Flipped it. Missed it.
He's strong to the rim, young man.
3 seconds left. Otot. Shot at the buzzer. No good. Jackson Heights wins that quarter 14-6. And it gives the Cobras a chance as we head to the fourth. But first, a one-minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA on Wampa and EMSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Houlton, our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Studio Engineer Chance Lee, Justin Swift, John Holliday with you. One game still to come to, and that's how it was looking fun. Seven week rematch, he lost the score on his first game, 52-35 on December the 12th. Iowa, Emaw Central coming up earlier today. St. Mary's beat Houlton 69-53. They had 22 total three-point baskets in that game. 13 by Marysville, 9 by Houlton. 24 points for Bodie Dillon of the Wildcats and 23 for Brady Hurla of the Bears. On to the fourth quarter we go here. Tonight's a good third quarter. They're down a dozen. Marysville's got the ball. Going to maybe spread it out here a little bit, huh?
Yeah, Jackson Heights has gone to box and one. They've dropped the man-to-man, gone straight, charge. Kate Holliday with great defense, got his feet moving, numbers in front. A little frustration by Cliff Road caught with a little elbow. Leading Marysville with 16, but no points in the second half still. Wayne Spicer has 11. Jackson Heights has one game. Ellie's each with 10 points here in this game. Ellie's pretty quiet. 2-3 throws in that third quarter run. He's kicked it to Gus. Gus left of the lane, behind the back, off the window. He tried. Oh.
I guess I missed it.
I did too.
With an extra step when he went behind the back with the basketball.
Spider
taking a timeout.
Didn't see it.
Only the second turnover on Jackson Heights here in the second half, but they've cleaned it up. They've been the one forcing some turnovers and kind of frustrating Marysville a little bit. This is a full timeout, so let's step away for another break. Brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whitey, the perfect timeout snack. Back after this here on KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Houlton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Houlton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
KNZA.
Welcome back as we head to the fourth quarter. Marysville 43, Jackson Heights 31. We've actually started the fourth quarter, but a quick timeout there by the Cobras. So we resume play now. It's still a 12-point game. Hotop going to send everybody to the other end. Had a charging foul last trip down the court. No points in the second half. Hotop a bit frustrated. There's no almost about it. Another charge. This one taken by Kate Holliday. This one taken by Drake Melly. He's got three personal. How about the defense by Cade and Drake?
That's right. They had the Green has put on a defensive clinic in the second half. Think they can get something going offensively. Wow. Love offensive charge when you pick those offensive charges.
Julian, he missed a wide open layup. I think he was even shocked how wide open he was going to the basket there. Was it Julian or Hayden?
Julian.
Yeah, okay. Man, that would have made it.
It would have been a 10. Yeah, 10-point game.
Not going to get an easy look than that. So 43-31.
I just went back to full man.
Crystal doesn't seem very aggressive. It is like trying to work the clock, it seems like. Not really attacking anything. A defensive foul against Jackson Heights, and it's on
Miller's going to pick up his third.
Yep, you're right. know, he's a three person. His first Cobra with three fouls. It's kind of funny, yeah.
And they showed each other, you know, how to pin Okoth. I mean, he wants to go right. He's, you know, all he thinks is come back to the right hand. So you got to keep moving feet. There's a deflection by Gus.
Out of bounds at half court. Marysville will keep the ball. Robinson back in, replacing Sean Hayden. Well, when it was 35-11, we thought we'd be having a running clock by now.
We thought this game's over.
It was 35-11 at one point. The Cobras keep battling back. Here's a three missed by Marysville. Offensive board, though, by Stevens, and then he traveled with it. Marysville's had turnover issues. They've not been able to find much offense here in the second half. They scored a whopping 6 points since halftime after putting up 37 points in the first two quarters combined.
A lot of it has to do with the Cobras. Defensively, they've played great defense for going on 8 minutes now.
Well, he kicks out. 3-point shot. Holiday! Cade with his first points of the game. And it's a single-digit deficit now for Jackson Hikes. Missed a wide-open layup. They can have seven right now. Ooh, there's a push. Holiday was trying to take another charge foul against Otach.
Fell Millie's, though.
Ooh, that is his point.
And if Millie's had reach, and he did reach, I think Cade was going to pick up that fourth for that foul on. It's a great spot to help.
Got to be real careful now, real careful. I need to switch up. They're going to put Holiday on Otach. Otach to the far corner. 3-point shot. Siemens short. Offensive board comes to Spicer. Now out of bounds at half court. Going to be Marysville ball. Good hustle by both teams. Yeah, Coach Brett Platner said just what I was thinking. We got to get that defensive rebound, Green.
Yeah.
Half time. Jackson Heights has a 17-6 advantage. 17-6 here in the second half.
That's hard to imagine since they shut. You know, Marysville scores 36 points.
They did shot. That's Otach.
Yep.
Finally getting on the board.
He earned it, though.
Three missed in the corner by Gus. Here's where Jackson Knights has to push. You know, he worked so hard to get this close. Now, don't let Marysville answer with a lead to put it away. Currently up by 11.
Don't have any. Can't take any. No time for vacation here. Another walk. Oh, it did.
Yep. Turnovers here in the fourth quarter after Marysville had four turnovers in the third quarter. I only got Jackson Ice for 8-9 turnovers. I got Marysville for a dozen. They got another timeout on the court.
Most of them have been second half.
Yep, 4:34 to go. We'll step away. Jackson Knights will have the ball. They're down just 11 to Marysville here in the fourth quarter, live on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
KNZA.
The winner of this game will play the winner of our next game between Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. That is tomorrow. The loser of this game will play St. Mary's tomorrow in the early game at 4:30. Then the
loser of our match-up issues there.
Saturday.
You hit him.
Better high school sports predictions than at a casino. You're pretty good picking football games in our picks this year. It's a three. It's Robinson and short. We're down to about 4 minutes to go here. Jackson Knights trailing Marysville by 11. Cut it to 9 briefly at 43-34. where Marysville got a bucket by Otot. The only points in this fourth quarter. They've scored 8 points in this second half of Marysville.
And now we've seen Marysville make a little adaptation. They're getting Otot off the basketball, bringing him off some cuts.
Now we saw Bellies defend Otot, but he's got four fouls. We saw Kate Holiday defend Otot, play really well. Now we got Jace Robinson on Otot, being out pretty good.
Well, that's a beat there, and Otot all the way lays in a right side layup.
Hope you see.
He's got to understand, he's going to go to his right hand. A little more right hand than I gave him, you know, than I thought he was early in the year, early in the game.
13 point now, the lead. Got Holiday. Julian sets a screen, pass across the baseline. Melly's open for three. It's short. Rebound comes to Spicer. Hopers have had very, very few second chance opportunities today. It's been a pretty big difference as well.
And Marysville's had several second, third chance opportunities. You start to see Jack's nice shots are all ending up a little short. Fatigue acts like it's maybe rearing its ugly head.
Well, considering how many practices they've had here in the last couple of weeks.
That's true statement.
With the weather, traveling against Marysville. So another turnover will give the Cobras the ball, but only 2:40 to go. Every possession is becoming pretty precious.
Yeah, we talked about that before the ball game. You may have to be a little deeper on your bench than you maybe previously did. And, you know, it's not like in college you get that timeout every 4 minutes. And you don't have that luxury in high school basketball.
47-34, Melly's drives, no foul called, and the rebound by Bryant. Otot looks a little winded himself as Kate Holiday will defend him into the half court. Comes Otot now. 20 points, a game high. Holiday tried to stay with him, at least keep a 5 second count on. Marysville again pretty patient here in the second half with their lead. Another travel. They turn it over again. Patient. They've turned it over quite a bit. Otot, I misspoke, actually. You know, they have 7 seniors, but Otot's actually a junior.
Wow.
Robinson without the dribble gets rid of it to Belly. To Jace. Left block. Contact, puts up the shot, missed. Otot boards. Minute and a half to go. Looks like Coach Brett Plattner is going to clear the bench and make sure everybody gets into this Thunder Classic tournament game here. The opener in Seneca. It won't be any easier for Jacksonites tomorrow having to face St. Mary's.
No.
And Perla. No rest, no chance to practice or scout much. A lot of teams, of course, all dealing with that. Ball knocked free. Marysville corrals it, though. It's Spicer, and we got a foul against Jack tonight. This one will result in a couple of free throws. First free throws of the fourth quarter pending. The Outdoors postgame coming up. We'll get you a Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on for both. For Blake Spicer for the first time tonight, it's no good. Cobras clear their bench, so everybody with the check in. Cooper Hewitt, Jace Doyle.
Got to be happy if you're Coach Plattner with what the effort, especially the effort he got in the second half from this group. And, you know, the adjustments that you would like to make in practice, we saw him make at halftime, and we saw a completely different Jackson Heights team. The second stands than we did the first.
No doubt. Jackson Heights down 20 at the break. Cut it to 9. They were down as many as 24, 35-11. Then we didn't have anywhere close to like the 22 threes that we saw in the first game, but turned into a enjoyable ball game for the fans here tonight. Second free throw good by Blake Spicer. He's got 12 points. That's behind Otot's 20. Only 2 in double digits for Marysville, who now leads by 14. Got Ian Allen, Jace Doyle, Eli Kirk. We get all these guys. Make sure that I at least get him a mention. Mentioned Cooper Hewitt a moment ago as well. Under a minute to go. Nice cut to the basket and a good layup. Inbound play. Eli Kirk scores the bucket there for Jackson Heights. Kirk gets the two-pointer on the nice inbounds play. Makes it a 12-point game. Marysville has their subs all in now as well. Final 40 seconds.
It's just fun to see kids step on the floor, take advantage of the situation, do some good things. Try to make the coach think, maybe I need some more playing time.
Kind of still low, unable to get a shot up is Chandler Finke. A few seniors out there now for Marysville. Seven of them. This three-point shot goes out of bounds. Post-game and player to bank on coming up, and then we'll have about a 15-minute break before Hiawatha and Nemoh Central in our final game tonight. Back with postgame right after this.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Aging brings a variety of life changes, some welcome, some not. One change that is not a normal part of the aging process is depression or anxiety. Houlton Community Hospital's Senior Life Solutions is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals typically 65 and older experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes that are often associated with aging. If you would like more information, education, or discuss support, please call 785-364-9610. 364-9610.
Hi, this is Mick at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. With the holidays quickly approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like bank account numbers or your social security number, it is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Houlton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
KNZA.
Welcome back. Be Outdoors post game after a Marysville 48-36 victory against Jackson Heights. Cobras win the second half 19-11, but they were down by 20 at the break, 37-17, but for trailing at 1.35 11. Down 24. Boy, from that point on, Jackson Heights with a 25-13 kind of run to finish the game, if you will, after falling down by 24 points. So a valiant effort, just a little bit too much of a deficit to dig out of, too much OTOT early for the Cobras to completely come back in this one, but definitely showed a lot of fight there, Coach, getting back in.
Well, it's one of them things when you're Coach Platter, you're going to point to this second half and say, hey, we play like this. We're going to win a lot of ball games. You didn't win tonight, but show the type of effort and energy that it's going to take to win those type of ball games against tough teams.
Get you the final stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group with member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton and NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For Jacksonites, they got 10 points apiece from Jaden Gunn and Drake Mellies. And then it was 5 for Jace Robinson, 4 for Weston Chulions, 3 for Cade Holiday, and 2 each for Sean Hayden and Eli Kirk had 2 late as well. Jacksonites, 6 of 11 at the free throw line. They hit 4 threes. In fact, both teams hit 4 three-pointers tonight. Jacksonites only 9 turnovers total. That's pretty good. And Marysville had 14 turnovers in this game. But the Bulldogs got 20 points from their star Will Otot, 12 for Blake Spicer. Ryan Siemens had 8. And 4 each for Connor Lee and Paxton Vogt. Marysville with the win now 6-3. Jacksonites with the loss now 4-4. Coach, who are your players to bank on in this?
Well, I think you got to go to the first half phenom, and that was a young man that wore number 1 for Marysville and 20 points. And Jacksonites made him look human second half. There's no questions about that. But the kid, 3-year starter, according to you, and he was pretty awesome that first half.
And for Jacksonites, if we picked a player to bank on, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Iowa, that might be a little harder.
That's going to be a lot harder. I think, Drake Millie's obviously is going to be a choice you got to look at. The gut kid was good. The defense, the team defense the second half is phenomenal. Millie's picked up a charge. So but if you got to go with an individual, I think Drake Millie's going to get the nod on that one as well.
Mellie's held to just 2 points in the second half. Otot only had 4 in the second half for Marysville. The Bulldogs get the win, 48-36. They get our final score, and that means one game left to go. We'll step away, send it back to our studios for about 10 minutes or so. Coming up, final game of the night, Big 7 League action. Nemaha Central and Hiawatha, Game 3 at the Thunder Classic here in Seneca. Coming up next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Nils Bergston from Bergston Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.